Today, we'll be reading Matthew chapter 10, 21 through 42. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, as we come to your word today, speak to our hearts, guide us, open our eyes so that we can see who you are, so that we can see what you would have us do. Lord, we want to hear your voice today. So speak to our hearts. Help us to listen and then to obey. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Today, we'll be reading Matthew chapter 10, the second half of the chapter, verses 21 through 42. Now, before we begin reading, I want to review what we talked about yesterday, because this continues the discussion that Jesus is having with his disciples. He's sending them out to go and preach to people and tell them about who he is and tell them the gospel and tell people to repent, to follow God. Now, he warns them that there might be problems, there might be persecution, that it's not going to be easy. People may not like their message, that they might have problems. He's warning them about this, but telling them that it is okay, that they can expect this, but that's not a problem, not to be afraid, that he will be with them, that God will give them the words to say during this time. And so that's where he is talking about as we begin today's reading in verse 21. Matthew 10, 21 through 42. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers, and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, I truly tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. All right, today's reading is once again a little bit difficult. It's not an easy thing to read or to talk about, but it is in the Bible, and I believe it is true. And so let's look at it and talk about it. And it is both frightening and reassuring all at the same time. Jesus is talking again about being aware that some people may not approve of who we are. They may not approve of our following Jesus. And sometimes that may come from within our own families. In the beginning, he talks about brother betraying brother to death, children turning against their parents. In many countries in the world, this is true even today, that people who turn and follow Jesus and tell people, in some countries, even their own families turn against them. And so Jesus is warning them this can happen, but that we must remain true. That remember, this life is temporary. There is more to life than this. And he gives some things that he talks about this later on in this chapter that we'll get to in just a moment. But that following Jesus may not be easy. It may cost us. It may cost us everything. But in exchange, the rewards are eternal. They never end. And they are well worth any sacrifices or problems that we have, even giving our own lives here. Now, he talks about verses 24, the student is not above the teacher, or a servant above his master. Just as in the story of Jesus, they persecuted Jesus. They ended up killing Jesus because of what he was teaching, because they did not agree with what he was saying. They ended up killing him. And just like we are followers of Jesus, we are not above the same treatment that they gave him. Next, he gives some wonderful reassurance. And he gives them strength and confidence not to be afraid. He says, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul. He talks about the fact that I shouldn't be afraid of something here, of people that will persecute or even kill my physical body. This is temporary. Instead, I need to fear God. I need to fear Satan. And fear may not be the correct word, but what he wants us to understand is that I should be more concerned about eternity than I am about this world. I should be more concerned about the security of my soul than the safety of my life here. And that's very hard for us. It's very hard for me to read this and think, how would I respond if and when people attack me for standing for Christ? And I believe that I would stay faithful to God and I would follow him. But I can say, I understand it will not be easy. But there is so much more than this world. And so he says, don't be afraid of the temporal things. Think about what is important for eternity. He then goes on to offer some wonderful encouragement. And he talks about how even though sparrows that seem very cheap and insignificant, little birds,
that not one of them would fall to the ground without God knowing it. Then he says that the very hairs on our head are numbered. God knows the number of hairs that are on your head. He knows everything. He knows when something bad is happening. He knows when people are attacking you because you are faithful to him. And he cares. Just as the word says, don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. If he pays attention to those things, he is paying attention to you. Now, that doesn't mean he will necessarily rescue you and take you out of the problem and solve everything and make it easy for you here. Actually, Jesus goes on to say that that may not happen. But he's telling you that he is watching and he cares. He is concerned. And he knows what is going on. And so we need to be aware. Next, he talks about that if we acknowledge him before others, he will acknowledge us before his Father in heaven. But if we disown him before others, we will be disowned in heaven. That's a frightening thing. But God is calling us to be more concerned with what happens in heaven than afraid of what people can do here on this earth. We are called to be faithful to God even when it creates a problem for us here on earth, because we know that there is something much more important waiting for us in heaven. And so we need to be willing to take that. We need to be willing to accept that. As verse 38 says, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Just as Jesus picked up the cross, carried it, and then allowed himself to be nailed to the cross and killed because he cared for us. He cared for you. We need to be willing to accept a little bit of pain and suffering here in the temporary for more eternal rewards in the future. I love this verse, verse 39. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. A man once said, he is no fool, or a man is not a fool, if he gives what he cannot keep to get what he cannot earn. If I give my life, which is temporary anyway, to gain eternal reward, it is so well worth it. That's a good exchange. I can't keep my life anyway. I'm going to die. It's temporary. But if I can gain something much more important, it's worth it. If I can give my temporary life to know that someone else can have eternal life in heaven, it is such a valuable and worthwhile exchange. And so, whoever finds their life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And so, even if we are seeking to make our life here more comfortable, more secure, are we sacrificing eternity? Finally, he closes out talking about that we need to treat others in a way that demonstrates who he is. And he talks about as we give to others, we will be rewarded. That once again, we're not looking and concerned just with this earth, but with eternity. And if we give to somebody in the name of Christ, acknowledging him, giving him credit for it, we receive an eternal reward. And so that's what I think this entire today's reading is about. It's a difficult reading because it talks about the fact that following Jesus may not always be easy. But when we really understand and accept and embrace the fact that our life here is short and temporary, and that we are more concerned about eternity than a few temporary pleasures and security and comforts, our rewards in heaven will be so much more valuable than the temporary comforts and rewards that we get here. It's a difficult thing to think about. But let's challenge ourselves and let's apply it to our lives. How about you today? How are you investing your time? How are you living your life? Are you putting temporary things above the things of God? Are you finding things that are temporary to be more valuable than things of God? Are you sacrificing eternal things in order to gain things that are temporary? What are you seeking today? What is most important in your life? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you care about us and that we are valuable to you. And that just as you know when a sparrow falls, you see us when we fall and when we are hurt. You know the very hairs in our head. You know the things that are happening in our lives. And you care and you love us. And I thank you for that. Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to put eternity in you above everything else. Even if that means that it costs us something here, help us to seek your kingdom first. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.